Past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, and Barry Chapman is with us, having conquered the former Transkei coastline over a couple of days, and it'll never be the same again. Good morning and welcome, Barry. What's been happening apart from ravaging the Transkei?
Morning. Yeah, well, first off, the Transkei adventure was absolutely fantastic. Jeez, untouched beauty there, eh? The waterfalls. I mean, some of the places is waterfalls that fall into the ocean. For your eyes to see those things in real life, it's absolutely mind-blowing.
We have a magnificent country. It's one of the treasures, I think, on the sort of subcontinent, the Transkei. And it is under pressure, though. There's always been threats of development and, you know, highways being cut through pristine, green, lush forest, etc., etc. Progress, you can't stop it, they say. Well, I'm hoping that it will be able to continue for at least until we are no longer. Yeah, isn't that a selfish thing?
All of the people that we spoke to, all the local closers, they are very, very resistant to any encroachment.
Oh, really?
There's a very, very hard pushback. They want to keep their land as natural and as untouched as possible.
I saw a very interesting documentary on the marijuana industry in the Transkei. And apparently there are international interests that look for single source and pretty much like wine and like coffee. those that know about cannabis of fairly unique quality say that in the Transkei you can find astonishing, because of the way it's grown, because of the climate, because of the fact that it has been forced into the mountains over historically when they were still spraying regimes to kill it. And it's, as a result, developed a particularly interesting, or some of them, unique characteristics which are very, very desirable. So from a medicinal cannabis point of view, apparently the Transkei is one of those places globally that is rated very highly, and that could be something in terms of, it's always been part of the local agricultural export, but now that it's legal, I would imagine it's that augurs very well for the subsistence farmers in the Transkei.
Yeah, no, I mean, the subsistence farming, it's just amazing to see how the guys live. The one night we stayed at a homestay, which is basically a lady's kraal house, and she's built a couple of extra rondavels, and you sleep in her house and she feeds you her local food and everything. But from that particular position, we were about 15 k's away from the KZN border post, and at night there was like one very, very defined light of development on the river by the Wild Coast. And you could see the development extend far inland, and there was just this clear line. And on the Eastern Cape side of the river, very, very sparsely populated, you know, with houses dotted all over the place, like each guy's got their big section of land. And that's the way they want to keep it. You know, they don't want this highly populated area. So, yeah, no, that was a super, super cool experience. We did some paddling up the rivers, some boulder hopping to go see an amazing falls called Swallowtail Falls. And then, yeah, just the walking through the red deserts along the beaches.
Yeah, isn't it fascinating that the way the aloes grow almost onto the beach, and the cattle walk along the beach? Yeah. and it's the most picturesque, beautiful, and as you say, at this point in time, and touch wood and long may it remain so, unspoiled paradise.
100%. And may it stay that way.
Yeah.
So, our little chat last week about Westbrook Retirement Village.
Yeah.
We had our three participating parties, which was Chapman Plumbing, Wiseman Plumbing, and Urban Flow Plumbing. And the three of us got stuck into those water heaters at Westbrook Retirement Village. It was quite an emotional exercise. The one gentleman that hadn't had water for basically 4 years, hot water, the guys had a conversation with him and he burst into tears.
Wow.
Being able to open the tap and just feel warm water while it was still heating up was too much for him to hold back. Which brings some gravity to the whole thing that we've just done, you know, for the people that donated through the Mozambique fundraising initiative to OnTap that's managed to source the materials at cost, and then to the three plumbing companies that got involved and did the installations for free. To sit back and just have that appreciation given to you, it makes every little bit of it worth it. You know, that Ubuntu, that pay it forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's definitely a place there, and it's so good to see the appreciation. You know, over the years we've been involved in various community projects and things like that, and you go back a couple of months later, and the thing's been vandalized or something like that. So to see that, and where the people actually treasure what you have done, we're very excited to remain involved with them.
A wonderful initiative, and as I said last week, it's marvelous that there are still within our community businesses like yours and those that you've mentioned that are prepared to give back, because that is really special, and it builds a marvelous rapport and a kind of, you use the word Ubuntu, which sometimes is a bit overused in our beloved country, but it is still very South African and very special. And in this case, it's exactly what is implied by that, that we are together in, as a community, we are much stronger than as separate entities with our own worries and troubles. And that's, I think, a message. When I look at the political divisionalism that tears us apart or tries to constantly come back to what's really happening in communities like ours, rich and poor. It's an interesting thing. Of course, there is a divide, and there always will be.
Oh.
But it's wonderful to see how many people in the community that care for across the spectrum. You know, you've got a problem. If I can help you, I will. You are my brother, my sister, my family. That's marvelous.
Give what you can.
Yeah. And isn't that not the message that all of the great spiritual leaders in the world have been trying to bring to us? Often those messages are confused a little bit by dogma and doctrine. But ultimately, at the end of it all, it's just to show love, be kind. That makes the world a much better place.
100%. I couldn't agree with you more, Dave. You know, it's such a wholesome feeling inside yourself as the person that's doing that little favor for someone. And then on top of that, the appreciation that came out of it was, I mean, it was emotional for us as well.
Well, I hope we're going to see the, because you had a little social media moment. I know that you have a video of what was happening, and that's on social media. We will be shortly. When is that going to be released?
I'm going to chat to a friend of mine, and we'll get it out and get it up on
social
media.
It'll be great to see. So congratulations again. Lovely on that report back that it's all happened. Who won? Because it was a competition. The winning team, the one that got the installations done most effectively and efficiently, was going to have a treat.
It is way too close for a final decision to be made. I think between the three teams, they basically finished at the same time.
Okay.
So, I think we're just going to
maybe a joint celebration.
We're just going to spread the love.
I think that's a great idea. And once again, congratulations to all that participated. And if you have a plumbing need, well, it's nice to support those that care about the greater community and that demonstrate that regularly, frequently. You'll find Barry and his team at Chapman Plumbing right up there constantly. And to illustrate that, when there is an emergency that occurs after hours and on holidays, you know, these sort of inconvenient times that Murphy tends to strike at, well, at least when it comes to plumbing emergencies, they've got you covered. at Chapman Plumbing.
100%.
So, Barry, we'll catch up again in a week's time for more from the world of plumbing. And as I say, if you have a plumbing emergency or even just a regular job, they do them so well. Barry Chapman and his team from Chapman Plumbing, the leak specialist, the drain specialist, the geezer specialist, they do it all. Barry, thanks, mate. This will be up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to share the love. And the morning show.